Hi guys.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding. Hi everyone. Welcome to the Centre for Stories, and thanks for stopping by on this very balmy evening. My name is Amy Lynn, and I'd like to introduce Alice Mewling, who's our guest tonight. I'd like to also thank the good people of the Centre for Stories for having us, particularly the Wood family and Logan Griffiths, who organised this event. And I'd like to acknowledge that we are having this conversation on Whadjuk Noongar land tonight, and we pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. So my formal introduction of Alice is that Alice is a creative producer and arts manager who's worked across various Australian festivals and theatre companies. She joined Emerging Writers Festival from Next Wave, where she was Associate Professor of Brunswick Mechanics Institute. Prior to this, Alice was Company Manager of Malthouse Theatre and Program Manager of Brisbane Festival, where she was also the Secretary of the Australia Council's Confederation of Australian International Arts Festivals.
Such a
Thank you. Her career credits include roles with the Queensland Theatre, Magnum Photos London, Poppy Seed Theatre Festival, MAP Creative and Time Off Magazine. Alice is committed to supporting critical conversations around diversity and inclusion, which is also a passion of the Centre for Stories, as well as investigating the role of art as a vehicle for community development. Alice is a strong supporter of artist development and has enjoyed working with interdisciplinary artists from China, Timor-Leste, Ireland, Australia and South America, amongst others. So please join me again in welcoming Alice. So Alice, we've had a bit of a chat informally. Oh, we're also saying we'd like to welcome anyone who's listening online, but at home. Very important, those listening at home. We've been having a little bit of a chat behind the scenes here at the centre before we started tonight. And the first thing I'd like to open up with tonight is the question I'm most interested in, which is the idea that, to me, Emerging Writers Festival and any festival seems to be like kind of like its own creative project. And I know that you write creatively as well, and whenever I see a program and it's got pulled together all these different artists and made all of these creative choices, and it's almost like its own artistic medium. And I just wondered if you could speak to that at all, about how you find the process of putting together a festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's a long, involved process, that's partly why Emerging Writers Festival is once a year. It's a lot of logistics and artist curation and ideas and conversations and research and things like that. There tends to be themes that come up in our artist applications that year on year might change depending on what else is happening in the world, in the arts, in the lit world, and quite often we will follow some of those ideas and see where they lead and get artists to talk to us about their opinion in that. What else can I say about festivals as a creative project? Certainly there's a lot of different elements to creating a festival. Something that EWF does in terms of curating the festival is our artistic director Izzy obviously does a lot of research, reads a lot of books, articles, and things like that. We also have an open artist call out each year. The nature of being an Emerging Writers Festival is that we want to give artists and writers an opportunity to submit their work and their ideas and tell us what they're passionate about and what they're really interested in. And because we're a festival for writers, that really helps drive the conversations in the festival, because we're interested in hearing what artists want to talk about, whether that's craft, professional development, issues they're facing, particular genres or topics that they want to talk about, and that really helps shape the festival each year and what direction we take the panels or the workshops or the performance events in.
Yeah, I'm really interested in the call out that you do, because I was looking at the Emerging Writers Festival website today and it seems really unique to me. Is that a common thing for festivals to do, or is that quite unique to Emerging Writers Festival?
In my experience of festivals, it is fairly uncommon.
Yeah.
A lot of arts festivals do have the artistic director that curates the majority of the festival in consultation with the rest of the programming team. And quite often that relies heavily on the vision of the artistic director and the research and resources and thoughts of the programming team. I guess the nature of our festival is we're really interested in our artists having a stake in the direction of the festival and leading the conversation. Because we're a festival for writers, about 80% of people that come to the festival as audience also identify as a writer themselves. And that's why it's really important to find out what people are interested in talking about and the topics that they really want to talk about. And it really helps shape the direction of the festival and the topics that we talk about. But also the nature of our festival being that it's for emerging writers. You know, there might be writers who submit to us who haven't been published before or haven't spoken in front of an audience before. And so it's also a chance for us to expand our knowledge base and our research and see who's out there and who's interested. So we read every single application and we consider them all. And we're committed to programming at least 25% of the artists from the open artist call out. But it's usually a bit more. Like, I think this year it was closer to 30 or 40%. Because we just get so many great artists and ideas that come through that process.
Yeah, you must discover a lot of new talent that way.
Yeah, it's really it's a really fun part of the curatorial process, and you know, coming across artists and names we might not know, but also, you know, seeing some artists who put themselves forward who are maybe keen to return to the festival. Something that I was telling a few people earlier is that even though Emerging Writers Festival is based in Melbourne, we're very much committed to being a national festival, in that we represent writers and issues and the artistic landscape of the whole of Australia. We get the highest number of artist applications tend to come from Victoria, but the second highest number of artist applications actually come from Perth.
Really?
Yeah. So our Perth writers are really engaged and keen to be part of the Writers Festival and have their writing put forward, which is really awesome.
Mm.
We're super chuffed about that.
a lot of homegrown talent here.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested, when you say they put their work forward and the call out and you assess them and many of them make it into the festival, but they have to be an emerging writer. So I'm thinking, does anyone put forward their work and you think, hang on a minute, you've had too much limelight already, you're not an emerging writer, you can't. Like, how do you define emerging writer and how do you negotiate that as a definition? Or is it a definition, and how do you manage that and other people's expectations?
Yeah, it's a good question. We purposely keep the definition of emerging writer quite broad. So that we remain accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And as part of that definition of emerging, quite often the idea is that emerging writers equals young writers, but we really embrace the definition that emerging can be at any age. So whether you've come to writing at 15 or 50, the Emerging Writers Festival is a place that welcomes your voice. What was the first part of the question?
Can't remember. Oh, do people who are
about the definition of emerging writers festival and how emerging? Look, we don't put a really set parameters around the definition, and that's partly on purpose. The definition between whether you're emerging or emerged, we've got a bit of a joke in the office about like asking each other, have I emerged yet?
Emerged from what?
Yeah. And like I said, look, it's largely self-defined. Some people, will feel more established having a certain number of publications under their belt, whereas other people will still feel like they've got something to say in the emerging space. Probably if you've got, a couple of books under your belt, we're probably thinking you're a bit more mid-career than emerging. Having said that, Emerging Writers Festival does also engage some more established artists to act as, I guess, mentors and provide some more guidance to the emerging writers. So, for example, our National Writers Conference, we engage 5 ambassadors who've, as a general guide, maybe published up to 2 books or more. And we engage them across a range of genres, so like poetry and nonfiction and YA and things like that. And those ambassadors play a central role in the National Writers Conference and really act as more established artists that can answer questions and talk about their journey and provide some insight for the emerging writers that are hoping to follow in their footsteps. Similarly, artists that are more established will be our teaching artists that maybe lead the different workshops and the professional development sessions, because again, they've got a few more skills under their belt, so there's space for those artists in our festival as well, which is really great.
I find it really interesting, the concept of emerging and emerged, because as a creative, like, I've heard people say, I'll feel emerged once I publish my first piece of writing, and then I'll feel but then that happens and then the bar gets higher, and it's like I'll feel emerged when I've published a book, or then it becomes 2 books. And I was at a writers festival a couple of years ago, and they had some established poets speaking, and they said that they don't think that they would ever feel emerged, even at that point in their career, and if they did, then maybe they would stop. So it's kind of like, well, maybe everyone needs to be emerging in order to continue to produce, because otherwise it's like, maybe I'll just rest on my production of books or something.
It is a really interesting topic, because also, when you think about, for example, writing for a living, and how, so few of us can make a living purely out of writing and not have a day job or a second job. There are authors that are household names in Australia that have a day job. But we would consider them well and truly established. So, I think that's why it is sort of a bit vague in that way, because when it's self-defined and you can change the boundaries and the goalposts for yourself, you can be potentially emerging forever.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you see of the role of the festival in the current literary climate, and what do you think, how has the idea of the festival changed, and what it is now, for instance?
I think festivals and literature festivals are an important part of the overall literature ecology. For one thing, festivals are really fun, and literature can be quite serious. And, you know, a lot of writers, maybe their practice is in isolation and spending a lot of time by themselves. So a festival can be really a grouping of a temporary community where writers can come together and share their ideas and their experiences, or just have a drink at the bar and be like, today was really hard. And so the nice thing about having a festival is that it is that grouping of people that, you know, we might bring from around Australia and New Zealand and things like that. And because it's that sort of cluster of 11 days in June, we can really make the most of, you know, people's time when they travel. They can be really great networking events, as well as professional development, and artists and audiences can really make the most of their experience. But also at Emerging Writers Festival, where part of the remit that we've set ourselves is to firstly celebrate the work of emerging writers, and secondly to create new audiences for the work of emerging writers, the festival is a really sort of perfect framing for that, because the nature of festivals is they're generally very positive and celebratory. And so, you know, it seems like a very appropriate platform in which to really celebrate the voices, you know, that are coming up in the industry.
I really like what you said about they're like a temporary community, because literature, the world of writing, once it's published, can be quite static and permanent, although it can change and meanings can change and the way people read it can change, but it's kind of fixed somewhat. And whereas the festival is this ephemeral thing that you're all in it together, and then it's like you say, a celebration, and then all of a sudden, like a music festival, the literary festival is over.
Yeah, and did it like, really just happen?
It's like a dream or something. Yeah. So I thought that was, yeah, really interesting point about it's like this temporary thing. So can you tell me a bit about this year's festival and who you've got and who you had and the choices you made in curating and putting together that lineup?
Yeah, sure. I came on board in March, so quite a lot of that curatorial work had been done by Izzy, the artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you about this year? I guess speaking about framing the festival, we had more than 300 artists come to Emerging Writers Festival over, I think, 70 different events throughout the 11 days of the festival. The events that we run are a mix of like professional development, performance, workshops. We also have the National Writers Conference that we have for 2 days at the State Library of Victoria. So it's a real mix of events. And then as part of that, we also have some, you know, like we'll have the artist party where you can come and meet some other artists and have a chat over a drink and then watch some performances. And things happening all over the city and out into the suburbs in the libraries and things like that. So, partly it's a mix of, you know, ideas that Izzy has and ideas that have come through the Open Artist Call Out or, a bit of a really nice mix.
Do you find you have to think about the spectrum of emerging, and there's really fresh, and then there's a little bit more on the closer to established? Do you have to find some balance between those demographics or those groups, or do you just base it on the quality of the writing submissions and the event that you want to have? Or
yeah, it tends to be more like the quality of the submissions, the topics that we really want to talk about. Because we're across a range of genres, sometimes it's about getting the right mix of Do we have something about YA? Do we have something on poetry?
Mm.
Who are our ambassadors this year? What kind of workshops would we really love?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So, yeah, and then we start to also reflect on our programming commitments. So something that's really important to us is that our programming remains relevant, representative, and accessible. So we're always looking at what we're programming through those frames. So we want to make sure that there's a variety of lived experiences, a variety of genres, a variety of ages and backgrounds, that are on stage, so that it remains representative of the audience who are also writers, and then also our wider community.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, the broader approach that we take in terms of programming, and then we can get down into the granular level of going, well, we did a YA masterclass last year. Will we do one this year? Will we have a gap this year and do something else? And things like that.
Reflecting on the program. And just speaking about this idea of diversity, I know that's something you're really passionate about, is the inclusivity and diversity of festivals. And I think I imagine this is something that is festival directors and literary managers and association people are more conscious of today than might have been 20 years ago or even 10 years ago.
Mm.
And I guess I was just wondering what you have to think about, and you've already partly answered this question, but if you could speak to that issue of diversity and how you go about trying to bring about a diverse program.
I think it's been something that's been instilled in the framework of Emerging Writers Festival since the beginning, and certainly it was a decent part in what attracted me to the role in the first place, is that, you know, we had these shared values of diversity and inclusion, and just the fact that we are incredibly privileged in the sense that we have the power to platform various writers, and that part of understanding that privilege is making sure that that the writers out there are getting opportunities to perform their work, to develop their work, that, you know, like I said, that the people on stage reflect the people in the audience and the wider community. There's no point in kind of focusing on just one voice up on stage, because it's just not an accurate reflection of the writers and the people who are in the room and wanting to hear from them. And so it does provide a bit of a framework for how we approach a lot of things through the festival, and it's something that we're conscious of and constantly trying to refine and improve.
Mm.
And part of the aspect of accessibility is the fact that we do have an open artist call out, and so that artists feel like they can submit their work and be heard and be part of a festival that way. Because like we touched on earlier, a lot of festivals aren't open in that way. It's sort of the singular vision of the artistic director, and they get the final say on everything. So we're starting to build on some other frameworks in how we can, I guess, distribute that power of the singular vision. So that artists feel like they also have a say over the work, not just their own work, but a say over what's programmed. And so part of the open artist call out is we really encourage people to let us know what they're passionate about and what they'd like to talk about, as well as submitting their work. Because we're really interested in what people have to say and what their perspectives are. And being conscious again of that, you know, that there's various restrictions or barriers to participation. You know, if you're not based in Melbourne, or you know, like distance is a thing, and cost is a thing, and physical accessibility can be a barrier. So we're constantly looking at our program, at you know, we make sure our venues are 100% physically accessible. We're looking at how we can improve aspects of captioning, and we do have a commitment of having at least 50% of our events free, so that it remains affordable and accessible to emerging writers who don't always have tons of spare cash to spend on events. And so that way they can feel some ownership over the festival and still participate, even if you don't have like lots of spare cash. And part of the framing that we're looking at in terms of reducing the one singular vision is looking at some frameworks where we can also invite artists to collaborate and to also curate parts of the festival. So we did it on a smaller version this year that we're looking to expand in future years, which was our EWFX program, where we partnered with local arts collectives and they curated an evening event at one of our venues. So that was really successful, and we're looking at expanding that and therefore like handing over some of the curatorial power and vision to artists that are within the community.